I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell me you weren't thinking of Josh Allen on that run.
Woof!
That's
what I was thinking.
That's exciting.
I'm like, look at this guy. Look at our beautiful
Scandrin.
Boy. Anytime touchdowns, yeah. We're just 1 week off in the Bosa
We were
touchdown.
1 week off. We were all over it. All around it.
Billy, you were all around it.
Yep.
We didn't chastise Hunter Henry for not coming through this week for us.
Because he wasn't alone. We had a few other guys that hold up their end of the bargain.
So many open legs.
Speaking of legs with the parlay, do you hear what's going on in the morning now?
Yeah.
They've gone to the extreme with the parlays. I do think we are part to blame.
Oh, you blame us?
Yeah, a little bit. So we started with the Bozo parlay week two of the season.
Big hit.
Then week three we hit.
So there's our second week of doing it, we hit, but it was week three.
It was a $10 bet, and we won $1,200, right?
Yeah.
And so then Wiggy's like, "Oh, I gotta get in on this." So then Wiggy starts talking about it, but he's tweaking them all, and he's moving them all around.
Yeah, he followed it for 1 week, and then by the next week, he's like, "I'm just doing my own thing." Yeah. So he's not following the Bozo touchdown parlay anymore. He's just doing his own.
So he's the parlay playboy,
correct?
Self described, and then now Courtney Cox is the parlay princess,
correct?
And she did an 11-leg parlay yesterday.
And she cashed it out, though.
So apparently she got some wins, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And now she just sent me a Monday Night Football 9-leg same-game parlay.
Well, I understand that because there's the over-under tonight is 36. So it's a game you want to sink your teeth
into. Maybe she should call the number on the end of Greg's reads.
There's a lot. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, maybe. What are the legs? You got
them? Yeah, I got them in front of me. Because last week she was like, "I'll put $25 on it." And then she's like, "It's not a great payout." She's like, "What if I did 50? I'm like, "Well, that would double the payout.
Five hams.
That is kind of good. Five hams. So this one, she's got five hams to win 75 hams. Five hams to win 75
yeah,
hams.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, that makes sense. Yep.
Can you follow
this?
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I should convert at some point.
Thank you.
A PS5 and a half.
Thank you. I was struggling with that.
One and a half PS5s. Nine-legger parlay. How do you feel about this?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson over 1.5 touchdown passes.
Don't love it.
Russell Wilson over 201.5 passing yards.
Don't really love that. I like the Giants' defense.
Malik Nabers over 64.5 receiving yards.
Good with that.
George Pickens anytime touchdown.
I'm actually pretty good with that.
Steelers money line.
Where is the game?
They're playing the Giants. Oh, Pittsburgh.
Fine. I'll go.
Pittsburgh over 16.5 total points.
Probably.
Over 26.5 for the game.
Oh, yeah. Over 26.5.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah, because you got some alt lines
here. Yeah, good.
Over 7 points in the first quarter.
I'm not sure I love that, but okay. Good. Seven and a half or seven?
I got seven.
Seven.
Yeah, you could get a nice push.
No, I don't want 7.5. Yeah.
Over 15 first half points.
Okay, but seven. You know what? It's kind of like an 8-leg parlay because that could push. No. I mean, I think I like a majority of those actually.
She screenshotted the bet with no commentary.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything. Nothing. Just that.
She even signed it, Parlay Princess.
Nope. No, she should have.
Really? That's a sign off.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So I said, looks like a winner to me. And I'll be locked in.
Look,
tonight.
Joke's on us when that hits, Keith.
No, I know. Listen, I'm not knocking it. I just feel like at some point, you know, you might want to rethink it. I'm not like on my high horse about parlays. Trust me, I only do parlays and I lose a lot. I'm not doing like 9-10 leggers.
I'm a little unit shamed right now.
A little bit.
Five hams?
Yeah, I'm not often doing five hams.
I couldn't tell you the last time I plunked down five hams on a bet.
You had to feel pretty confident.
Probably
Super Bowl for me.
Probably the NCAA tournament. Yeah, like right around, like early 2024. Five hams. Wow.
I spread my hams around. That's what I usually do.
I squirrel them away. I save those hams.
Here's a ham over here. Yeah.
I got them stashed everywhere. So it's our second hour here, Jones and Keefe, on a Patriots Monday. Drake May started phenomenally yesterday.
He did.
He gets knocked out of the game. Any issue with him staying in the game, by the way? Like, the hit happened. Everybody saw it.
Maybe somebody
in real time.
I don't have an issue with him. He's a player and he wants to play.
No,
but
not
like
him, but like
maybe a coach should talk to him.
Yeah, or maybe anybody in the huddle or the independent neurologist or any of that. Like, is there any issue with him remaining in the game?
Well, I've long since thought that whole, like, concussion spotter thing
is
a sham. Yeah. Is an absolute sham. A lot of the concussion tests, I feel like, are also like, hey, how you feeling? Okay. You get in there.
What's
like,
your
you
name?
Pass the test.
Who is the president?
That's got to be confusing right now.
That's fair. I actually have different ads. Questions. That's true.
Listen to a lot of podcasts. Yeah. I don't know what's up and what's down anymore. But yeah, that one's weird, and it's a little concerning. And you know, maybe Alex Van Pelt, whenever he speaks again, will be an interesting one to talk to, because I know Mayo doesn't talk to May during the game, but I think Van Pelt does.
Hopefully.
And you think, like, coming off the field, like, you know, or like in the headset, any kind of communication with him, like, do you feel like he's the same? Because the reports were Jacoby Brissett was the one that kind of realized, hey, you might want to get him looked at.
He's like, groggy. Get me in. Yeah, he's like, groggy. Put me in, coach.
Yeah, yeah. Smacks him in the head. No, like, Drake, go sit down over there. How's your head? But, yeah, you'd think they'd be on it unless, and I'm not even saying this is a bad thing, unless, like, Van Pelt was like, I think you're fine. You know what I mean? Like, it's football. Like, these guys, like, he kept playing, so you're hopeful that he can play. But, yeah, once he went in the tent and that's what they were looking at, then they showed the hit again, and you're like, oh, he's not coming back.
Yeah. So we already get a bunch of these, 3-7, 93-7. To all those who insisted on playing Drake May week one, this, all caps, is what we were worried about.
No, it's not. It's not. If you're being honest with yourself, what you were worried about was not a big scamper down the field and then him sliding and then a defender coming from the side and hitting him. What you were worried about was the left tackle falling down and tripping over himself and then him getting a blindside hit to the head or the knee. That's honestly what you were afraid of.
Like, for example, the Houston game where he falls on his shoulder. Like, that's what you were afraid of. And, like, we all gasped when that happened. Yeah. I thought, you know, the Play Drake crowd was in trouble when that happened.
No,
yesterday is not what anybody was concerned about. That is bastardizing and misconstruing the fear.
No, that's crazy.
He finishes in the tweet, how is he going to progress, or how's he going to develop, rather, in the concussion protocol? And it's like, well, he's
back to watching again, which is what the team wanted him to do for the first 5 weeks.
That's a good point. Number one.
Number two,
he might play Sunday, and if not, he's going to play the week after that. Like, the concussion protocol, you traditionally.
But that's crazy. That's ignoring the last 2.5 games and being like, this guy gives a spark.
Yeah.
Like, he looked
great yesterday.
He's good. He's a good player.
He looked great yesterday.
But no, I think if he got just destroyed, like, up the middle because the center, like, you know, couldn't snap the ball or whatever, that was your fear. There was also a group of people that were like, hey, football players get hurt, but I'm more worried about him.
His
bad habits, like development, like running for his life, throwing across his body, just like doing stupid stuff and being mentally broke. That's also clearly not the case.
Seen none of that.
So you can't take a victory lap now after he slides down and gets hit on what should have been a penalty. Not that, you know, that saves him from a concussion or not, but I'm just saying it was sort of an illegal hit, which guys are going to get hurt all the time. Look at all the players that left games yesterday. Like, that happens, whether you have a great offensive line or a bad one. You don't think, even if he had 5 all pros in front of him, you don't think he'd ever run a little bit? I bet he would.
I would hope so.
It's part of his game.
It's part of his skill set. And so, yeah, he got knocked out of the game yesterday. That, again, to me, just bastardizes the argument. The argument was you're worried about an ACL, you're worried about an Achilles, you're worried about a season-ending injury, not him maybe missing a week.
But it's also, I feel like him getting hit by a, well, the way I always viewed it when people would complain about it is him getting hit by a defender he couldn't see because the offensive line was so bad.
Yeah.
Not, hey, I've already picked up a first down, let me slide down. Like, that's not at all what people were talking
about. And he's running all over their defense like he's Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Good point by the text line. Didn't help that it wasn't flagged. Fair.
No, it should have been, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Helmet to helmet hit. 3-7, 93-7. I like these. Terrible win yesterday, boys.
So I at least get, I don't subscribe to that, but I at least get that argument.
There's also this.
Drake May, and you want the highest pick possible.
It's one game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing really to get excited about. I just... I don't. Were you rooting against them on the final drive yesterday? Like, even me.
No.
Black heart rooting against everything.
Say, this son of a gun.
And even with Brissett out there, I still wanted him to win that game yesterday. I think there's a benefit to winning yesterday. I think there's potentially a benefit down the line even for Drake May. The team's not totally checked out, and they proved that yesterday. I don't know that they proved they're not a soft team, but they proved they're not totally checked out. Mayo still has a shot, a long shot, but still has a shot. They haven't completely quit on him. So check those boxes. Players are still somewhat invested for whenever Drake May gets back out there later on this year. And I still think there's a benefit to winning 4, 5, 6 games compared to 1 or 2. Like, I think all of that was important. So I am happy with the win. And I'm not in this, not yet anyway, I'm not in this crowd of tank, 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 get the number one pick, draft a tackle or trade back and accumulate asset. Like, I'm not there yet. Maybe in December, come talk to me.
Yeah.
But right now, I think there's a benefit to wins, and I don't get that mindset. Terrible win.
Well,
it's only one game. I don't get that. You were rooting against them on the final drive yesterday? I don't get that mentality.
Also, if you have a really high pick, and not to be a negative Nelson, but do you trust Elliot Wolf?
No.
Right.
God, no.
So this one was given to him, Drake May. Every single one of us would have picked Drake May, given Williams and Daniels off the board. Everybody in the world. Yeah. Most people in the world. Nobody can agree on anything. But Drake May was the obvious pick. After that, everybody loves Jalen Polk and, you know, Javon Baker and what he's done in free agency. Like, he's been horrible thus far. Trash. He's been really bad. He has Drake May. But again, how much credit can you even give him? So, no, at week 8, I'm not as concerned with the draft's position. It's all going to kind of work itself out. They're going to have a high pick. Although there's a lot of really bad teams in the NFL.
There are.
I was looking at this. You know, there are 10 teams with 2 or less wins.
Yeah, did you see the team they played yesterday, Keith? We already talked about all the mistakes they made. Yep. The Jets are terrible.
The team they play next week is horrible. Like, there's a lot of bad, bad teams.
And there's a real chance the Jets check out before the Patriots.
They might already be out.
You know, like that. Like, they really might already be checked out. That's fair.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers plays the rest of the season? Does he just pack his stuff?
Yeah, I bet he doesn't.
He chokes the core for it.
Every single game for the rest of the year. You're saying he just leaves the team, goes AWOL. I could see it.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. Now, he probably wants to make sure he gets his money, but he could come up with some weird injury or something. Like, oh, I got to rehab this, and then he's gone.
The Patriots, I think, are still not well coached, but they were easily the better coached team yesterday.
Not even close.
Like, not even close.
Delay a game on a 2-point conversion is something these eyes have never seen in all my years.
Burning all their timeouts to start the game because they can't snap it.
Third and final timeout. Like, first quarter. It's the first quarter. They would have used 6 timeouts if they could because they had all these delay of games and everything else. That was a disaster.
Yeah.
They were so bad. So I give the credit to the Patriots for winning the game, but I mean, the real story, like the national story of this one, was, oh my God, the Jets look worse than we ever could have imagined.
Yeah. And so I think it's way too early to be worried about draft positioning and where they're going to wind up.
Yeah, I'm not.
But you are right. There are a lot of terrible teams. And you're playing another one this week, not to get ahead of ourselves, but you're playing Tennessee this week. Yeah. It's like, you want to see what a trash team looks like.
But
there are going to be 2 of them going head-to-head.
I was going to say, it'll all work itself out. Like, a lot of these teams are in the same division. They'll play each other again and whatever else. So they'll, like, Jacksonville and Tennessee, there'll be wins there to be had in, New Orleans and Carolina. So I'm not looking ahead now. Plus, it's not a year to look ahead. Last year was. Last year, I kind of got the argument. I would just change how you view the season and the draft. Last year, they needed a quarterback, and it was a great quarterback draft. So I was just as mad as everybody else when Chad Ryland kicked the field goal to beat the Broncos. You're like, what are you doing now? You're making kicks? Oh, this guy can't miss now.
He's hitting game winners week after week.
Last year made more sense.
And it got them Drake May.
It did. Yeah, but I mean,
Daniels. You would have your choice of Daniels or May. I think I'd still rather have May, though.
You know what? I think I would, too. But, like, Jay Daniels is killing it. I don't think you can really
lose. I wanted Drake May more going into the draft. I think I would still take Drake May, but
it's close.
It's gotten even closer than I thought.
Like, and if somebody said Jay Daniels is the answer, I'm not going to, like, fight him.
No, me
either. I'm not going to slug him in the gut over it.
Daniels looks great, but you didn't know that in real time.
No. But I'm saying this year, like, okay, just get the best tackle available, or or trade down, get the best tackle and wide out available, or whatever. Like, you have the quarterback, so I'm not going crazy about bottoming out.
Okay. Was it a costly win yesterday for the Patriots? In one sense, it definitely was. You lost Drake May, but you win the game. Are you worried about their draft positioning, or are you looking big picture and saying, hey, Jerod Mayo, the team's still fighting for him? How much of yesterday was about Jerod Mayo? We got detoured when we talked to Hunter Henry. We got to get back to the wide receiver room.
Oh,
because it was a horrible day for them yesterday. We do have to circle back to that.
Yes.
Plus, week 8, very busy, very exciting.
Oh, a lot
in
of action.
The NFL. A lot what of happened? Action, Keith. Some would ask,
what happened?
We'll get to it right after Trending with Billy Laney.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.